y'all getting back to the GOAT channel. Say Tuesday morning. Hey, rainy Tuesday morning, to be exact. Not a huge fan of it. But we here. We chilling. Trying to turn around in this stupid ass driveway. Got a little ass driveway. But anyway. So we're going to talk NFL, playoffs. I guess. Yeah. I just now posted the prediction one because I forgot. I tend to do that and make the podcast and forget to put it out. But anyway. There we go. So let's start with, I don't know the exact order of the games, but let's start with Chargers, Jags. Jags. I mean, Chargers. Okay. So that game was I would call it an absolute mess. I mean, the Chargers ended up losing that game, but Trevor Lawrence, you thought, okay, 3 picks, first quarter, this isn't that dude, right? 4 picks overall, you're thinking, okay, this guy sucks. But it ends up being, and then you're thinking, okay, Brandon Staley's going to get to stay around. They won a playoff game. No, not the case. Not the case at all. Brandon Staley, probably a good chance to be on out of there. Mainly because a lot of people think Herbert is like the next big thing. Think he's a great quarterback. So they want to try to maximize his talent. But I would say Staley's out. Jags end up winning 31-30 that game. It was 17-0 in the first. I don't know what the score was all together, but I know it ended up being 31-30 Jags. And I like the Jags, but, you know, there's no way the Chargers let them come back from that big lead. I believe it was 28 or something. I could be wrong about that. I thought it was like 28-0 or something along that line. But I don't know where it got to. I just know it was a big comeback. Chargers lost. Staley's job is in jeopardy. Herbert's just looking like a regular quarterback. And the Chargers are looking like what you would say the same old Chargers because, you know, they were pretty good with Phillip Rivers. Never spectacular, I would say. That's kind of the path we're on. So, with all that said, the Jags I do like. Trevor Lawrence definitely stepped up after that. I think they had five turnover differential or something. I'm not 100% sure. But no way that they should have won that game. But Trevor Lawrence looks good. I mean, he looked good after that. Settled in there. I don't know. He threw 3 picks in the first quarter, but only one after that. And then he ended up with 4 touchdowns. So he settled in, played nicely. I do like the Jags. Now, it's not their year this year, I would say. Now, anything could happen. But it doesn't seem like that would be the case. I think they play, if I'm not mistaken, they play the Chiefs next, which seemed like a pretty easy win for the Chiefs, honestly. We'll see how it goes. You never know. Games do surprise you. But it does seem like a fairly easy win for the Chiefs. But the Jags, good on them, winning their first playoff game. Trevor Lawrence winning his first playoff game. And really, the whole narrative changed. You know, the narrative was going to be like, is Trevor Lawrence actually that guy? Folded under pressure, blah, 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 first playoff. It wouldn't have been as bad on his ass, but it would have been a little bit. The Staley narrative is what really changed, though. Staley's narrative was like, okay, this guy's got a chance. They're going to make a second week. He's definitely going to be around. Like, it was going to be no doubt, probably, that he was going to be around. And then the comeback happens. And now you're like, huh, this guy might not be there. very long. So that's kind of your narrative, and that's kind of what's the talking points out of that game. But the Jags move on, play the Chiefs. We can just stay like AFC. Cincinnati, Ravens. I think we all kind of, without Lamar again, I think we all kind of knew how this was going to go. I think, though, I don't know what I said before. I said it could be close, though, because, you know, you have that divisional rival. You play them three times. It may be close, and it was close, and they actually had a shot. Tyler Huntley fumbled on the 1 yard line, and on the 1 or 2 yard line, and cost them a game. It was recovered for a touchdown. So, you know, that really is what cost them the game completely. They shouldn't necessarily even been on the floor or on the field with them. I mean, you gotta think Huntley's okay, but he's just a backup quarterback, I would say, at best. So without Lamar, it just felt like playoff atmosphere. The Bengals might have blew him out, but again, third time facing somebody in the division, that's kind of, you know, that's what happens. So. That's typically kind of what happens is the game's a little closer than you would think. With all that said, I mean, the Ravens are who they are. A grinding team, good defense, going to run the ball and do that stuff. They just would have been better if they had Lamar Jackson at the quarterback. And the Bengals are who they are. Dynamic offense with, you know, a lot of receivers, a lot of good receivers. Joe Burrow, you know, good quarterback, great quarterback, maybe, you know, has that moxie or whatever, has that swag to him that kind of really solidifies who he is. You know what you're going to get when he's out there. And that defense is good enough. I mean, that defense is good enough. That's about what you can say about them. They're good enough. And so, it could be interesting. The Bills played the Dolphins, which was a lot closer than anybody thought it should be. Especially since Tua was out there playing a third-string quarterback. And really, they had a chance. I can't remember. I watched the whole game, and I can't remember what it came down to exactly, but I know they had a chance at the end of that game to either win or tie, I believe. Like, they really had, it wouldn't have been that hard. They just had to string a few plays together. That's how close that game was. And, you know, I would have never thought the Dolphins were that close. Now, people get on Mike McDaniels because of maybe his timeouts. He did have some delay games or had to call timeouts because of delay game. But you are talking about a third string quarterback who, you know, probably is processing the stuff a little slower than what other quarterbacks would, starters would. So he's processing a little bit slower, and then that combination of trying to change a play to the perfect play, you know, it's probably a combination of McDaniels, the quarterback. You know, you kind of got to look at it that way. I think McDaniels did a solid job for his first year. You got to look at it in the sense that his who he has number one on his depth chart as his starting quarterback missed quite a few games this year, or missed a few games this year. Got injured in a couple games in the middle of the games. And with all that said, they end up getting in the playoffs, really gave the Bills a run for their money with third string quarterback. So I do believe McDaniels was good enough. I believe he really did a pretty good coaching job this year. Now, will he going forward? We'll see. You know, it's still one of those things. You can't really sit here and say, yeah, you know, he's going to be a good coach. But you can say that I think he coached this team the way it went down to probably the best possible record and the best outcome in the playoff game. So, Now, I really expected a blowout by Buffalo. Because, I mean, they got, they're dynamic. They got Josh Allen. Josh Allen turned the ball over. He was, that's the thing with Josh Allen, though. At time, he's going to put up good numbers. At time, he's going to turn over the ball. But when he turns it over too much, that costs him a game. That's going to be the issue in the playoffs. And it almost cost them the Dolphins. Now, if that's his worst game of the year, they should be fine. That's not going to be a problem. If, though, he has a performance similar to this again, I would expect them to get beat. It is Buffalo-Cincinnati next game. Man, we'll see that. You know, that game was supposed to be played. The DeMar Hamlin situation happened. Bengals were up 7. So, that's going down. They're going to Buffalo to play, I think. And we'll see what happens. I believe that that should be a really good game. And I don't know who's going to win that game. I think the Bills should win that game. But it's nothing that I'm 100% confident in because I believe both teams are very solid. They got very solid quarterbacks. I believe they got a chance. So, both teams had a chance. Also, Skylar Thompson didn't play that bad, considered. And that's about it for that game. I thought it ended up being a 3-point game. It could have ended up being more than that later on. But very late, I believe it was a 3-point game. All right, let's continue on with, that was the AFC side. So your AFC matchups going the rest of the playoffs are Bengals versus Bills and Chiefs versus Jags. Seems like we're going to get a Chiefs-Bills. You could potentially get a Chiefs-Bengals. Again, I mean, either one of those would be rematches from last year, I believe. And either one of them would be pretty exciting. I can't lie. I'm going to be watching it. So, let's go NFC. What do we want to talk about first on the NFC? Vikings-Giants? Sure. Kirk Cousins really didn't play that bad on paper. If you look at it from a, you know, statistic standpoint. He made a dumb move on the last play of the game because, like, they were driving to try to, you know, tie it up or maybe win it. I can't even remember the exact score, but they were trying to make a drive. It was 4th down. He threw it like 5 yards shorter than the first down. I think you always have to throw it past the first down in that situation. Mainly because that's the end, that ends the game. Now, if you're going for it on 4th down and it didn't end the game and it's just like, you know, a 4th down play, whatever quarter, random, whatever, the way you want to look at it, any other time other than the last play of the game, or, you know, yeah, your last play of the game, really, you got to throw it past the sticks. You just got to. I mean, I don't think there's really any way to look at it differently. Unless you know that guy's got space, and Hockenson didn't have space. So, it was just a dumb play. I don't know what he was thinking about. His internal clock would probably just tick too quick. I don't know if he was getting hit all day. I watched some of the game, but I don't know if he was getting hit all day or what. Maybe his internal clock was like, okay, I got to get this out, though. If I get sacked, then that's, you know. So his clock was probably ticking a little too much. But really, you just got to throw it up there if you're not going to, if you don't feel like you're going to have a chance to throw it, like, to a guy wide open anywhere or to a guy at the first out. Just throw it up. Hope your guy goes and gets it somehow. But yeah, that game was fun. Daniel Jones beasted. And Daniel Jones probably got himself a contract. Daniel Jones probably got himself a starter for at least another year, probably a few years. I think he's cemented himself as a starting quarterback. And I think, and it might depend on what happens next week, but I think he's cemented himself as a starting quarterback. I think he, I think he's going to get paid a pretty decent amount, because I'm pretty sure they didn't re-sign him though. So, or give him any kind of contract extension or anything like that. So, yeah, I think Jones probably cemented himself. He was like the only player ever with, I don't know the numbers, I think it was 300 pass, 70 rush, and maybe a touchdown or something. I don't know. Or it could have been 370 in the playoffs. I can't remember the exact number, but I will say it was impressive. He had an impressive day. They could be a problem. They could be a problem for the Eagles. I don't know what the record was all year, but if Jones can kind of play similar to what he did, he don't have to play. I would say he don't have to play exactly the way he played, but he will need to be able to put up pretty good numbers against the Eagles. But Jones being able to run the ball is a real threat and helps them out quite a bit. But the Giants won, and it was a pretty close game. The Vikings had a chance to drive down. The Vikings didn't play that bad, but it just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think of Kirk Cousins. If you move on for Kirk Cousins, can you get better? That's the question, though. Like, if you, you know, because Kirk Cousins is a solid quarterback. He's a solid quarterback, you know. He's proven that he wins games. He's proven to be, you know, able to make plays. He's proven to be able to make throws. You know, he don't always have the best games in prime time. He don't always have the best games. Sometimes he does throw duds or have dud game. But overall, it's just one of those things. You look at it and you're like, I don't know. Like, what do the Vikings do? Because if the Vikings go a different route, and your quarterback's not good as Kirk, and you lose next year, what's it start to look like? That's kind of the thing. What's the team start to look like for the future after that? Then you need to find a future quarterback. So I don't know. That's difficult. Because the Vikings this year were, I don't know, like close to being able to be the one seed or something. You know, they were in that conversation. And so that is, to me, that's going to be a tough decision for them if they ever want to figure out if they want to move on from Kirk or what are they going to do with Kirk. Because it doesn't feel like they're a championship team with Kirk, but it also feels like without Kirk, they may not be a playoff team. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You got to kind of just weigh it out, figure it out, see what happens. But Giants won. We got a Giants-Eagles matchup, division matchup, and we'll see what happens. I really like that matchup. I think the Giants could do well. Philly's obviously been the best team all year. I don't see them winning the championship. But, so, this could be the upset. I think they're a very good team. I think on paper, they're probably the best team on paper. I just have a feeling they're not going to win the championship. I don't know if it'll be this game and they lose, but it's possible. San Fran versus Seahawks. Geno played fairly well. I hope Geno's around. I hope he gets to keep a job. Dude played pretty well all year. He may not do spectacular, but he made the playoffs with a team that Russell Wilson wanted off of. Played well all year, made the Pro Bowl. Like, the Pro Bowl's a little more legit now because they don't have a full game, I don't think, so they don't do a lot of replacements or maybe any replacements. I don't think they do replacements. I could be wrong about that. But it's more legit now. Your 12th string, your 12th alternate or something is not going to get in, I don't think. And if that's the case, then, you know, it makes the Pro Bowl, like, selection a little more legit. Because you do have your All-Pro, but then that's only, that's AFC and NFC. You know, at least in a Pro Bowl, you know, AFC and NFC make it on two different teams. So you have a little better chance. But I do think the Pro Bowl looks better on your resume now. And the Geno story was a great story. And they played well for one half against the 49ers. It really thought it was going to be a close game. Then Brock Purdy turned it on a little bit. The whole offense, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy went for 300 some yards, maybe a couple tuds, maybe three tuds or two tuds, I don't know. But they went for the, they look good. Brock Purdy continues to just kind of impress. What do they do next year when Brock Purdy, you know, depending on how this year goes? Obviously, if they win the Super Bowl, you got to stick with them, right? Why would you change? I mean, you can't do better than win the Super Bowl. So, I think you have to keep him as a starter. If they lose a little early, what do they do? I think that's going to be the question. I believe that's going to be more of the discussion. What do they do if they lose the Super Bowl? Or if they lose before the Super Bowl or don't make it to the Super Bowl. But I think if they make it to the Super Bowl, you know, he's going to be there. Starting quarterback for the future. Trey Lance probably be the backup for now. And I'd say Jimmy G would be out for sure. So I think that's what you got to look at going forward for the Niners. Now, for next week, 49ers play the Cowboys, who whipped Tom Brady's ass. I don't know if it's Tom. I think people think it's probably not Tom Brady's last game, that he might go out on, like, one last time, be like, one last ride, one last time. You know, we know I'm retiring. Let's do this one more time kind of thing. I don't know. I don't know if he has anymore. Some of it last night, though, is that offensive line. And his clock in his head's getting a little quick because he's getting pressure so much, so often. Do I think he can still play? I think if you put that dude on a team with a very good offensive line, if you put him on a team with a very good offensive line, you're going to be fine. That he can still play, he can still make throws. But do I think he's done? I believe he goes out that way. I believe that was it. I believe, you know, he's used to winning his whole career. That losing season, I think he steps away and he's like, that's probably it. You know, that's the last time, you know, I wasn't good enough to get, you know, that's the first time I ever done this. That's, you know, just one of those things where you kind of know that's the end. And that's kind of how I feel about it. Like everybody says, it would make sense if he went to Las Vegas or whatever, but I think he's done. I think he'll retire. I believe he's done for. It was 31-14, but it really wasn't that close. It started out, you're kind of like, as a Cowboys fan, you're kind of like, okay, let's see what happens. You know, first few possessions didn't look great. And then it took off, though. It took off. Cowboys looked good. Tom Brady threw a red zone pick. Just that defense is nasty. If that defense stays nasty for the whole postseason, we might be able to beat those Niners next week. Dak Prescott played a hell of a game. No turnovers, which that's the key for Dak Prescott, like, right now, where he's been throwing so many picks. That's probably the key, is just to not turn the ball over. And so, no turnovers. Dalton Schultz showed out. Pollard had a good game, I believe. Then the defense of Micah Parsons balled out. Micah Parsons was legit. He had a great game. So, take all that into account, roll it up, and you have an ass beating. I mean, that's where it comes down to. So, going forward, though, you got 49ers, Cowboys. And this could be a very good game. This could be one of the best games, just on paper, if you look at it. This could be one of the best games that's not the Super Bowl of the playoffs. As far as just on paper, you got two teams whose defense is ridiculous. You got two teams who have probably the best defense in the league, I would say. They got to be top five, I would think. I don't know the exact statistics or anything like that, but I would say two top five defenses. And you have two offenses that can make plays. You know, obviously McCaffrey's better, but Pollard's going to do a lot of stuff on this side, running back-wise. You got Debo on that side, CD on this side. You got Brock Purdy, who's playing, you know, well enough to really have a conversation of, okay, you know, him and Dak kind of cancel each other out, so... It's going to be very interesting. And it should be a very good game. Hopefully the Cowboys don't... See, the only issue you have with the Cowboys is sometimes they like to... Or the Cowboys sometimes have that moment where they come in and they just... They look like a dead fish. So, as long as they're playing hard... And as long as they're playing up to their abilities, that should be a very fun game. I mean, it really should be a very fun game. And so with all that said, Cowboys 49ers. So we got looking forward. Cowboys 49ers, Eagles, Giants. Winners obviously play each other. Bills, Bengals, Jags, Chiefs. It seems like the Chiefs-Jags should be the easiest game. The rest of them seem like they could be fairly tight. You could make a case, though, that Philly Giants will also be a blowout. But pretty good games overall, though. Pretty good football. Pretty good playoff football, and I don't think we would have necessarily thought that in some of those games. Some of those games are better than they should have been, better than we probably thought they were going to be, and that's how it goes. But we done. This is the GOAT channel. We talk a little NFL football playoffs. We're going to the next round, and Cowboys are going to the next round, so pretty stoked about that. And that's it. We out.